Hey listeners, welcome to the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast in partnership with the 173012 News and America's number one favorite news show, Today Now. This is our fourth episode of the podcast, and we're going to talk about password security and password managers. We'll explain what makes up a strong password, what to consider when creating a password, and we'll take a look at some of the password managers. Stay tuned because we have a lot coming up in the Zachnology Tech Review.
Welcome to episode 4 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast. The first thing we're going to be looking at today is what makes up a strong and secure password. Now, obviously, this is so important because every time you create or log into any of your accounts, you're going to need to set up and, most importantly, remember that password. It's the gateway into your account. It holds all of your personal information, so your passwords need to be very strong, especially in this modern age. That's one of the most important things for security in your life. So, Zach, tell us about what are some good tips for making a strong password?
Right. So I think the most important thing you want to remember is that when you're making a password, it you really want it to be long, because every single character that you add adds a lot of complexity to the password.
Right.
It makes it much harder for someone to guess. So most websites will recommend that you use 8 characters or more. I personally would recommend using 12, but, you know, it's up to you. Another good tip is to use nonsense phrases and words, because if you use actual words in your password, it makes it easier for someone to guess. So if you're just using nonsense words, just random letters, whatever, you know, it's going to be much, much harder for someone to guess that. And so then that brings us into our next tip, which is to use a combination of uppercase and lowercase letters. Again, just adds more complexity. And then adding numbers and symbols to the password also really helps with that.
Right. So one thing I want to add on, Zach, about using nonsense words, phrases versus length. Length is actually more important, because a lot of times it won't be an actual person guessing. It'll be a robot, in which case every character you add adds hundreds of times more complexity, making your password much harder to breach. So length is important. And of course, also not using common words or phrases such as personal information. So you don't want to use your name, your address, a couple examples, you know, your pet, your kid's name, because these things are easy to guess. And there's people out there who you might know who would actually try to get into your account. So you should always be very careful and not use names that are personal to you that could be guessed. Another thing is that you should change your password on a regular basis. We recommend possibly every few months, because hackers, if they're able to get into your account, obviously the lower amount of time, the better. So you always want to make sure you're switching around your passwords for the most secure account. And also, I cannot stress this enough, and I have to be quite honest, I'm guilty of doing this, and I'm sure Zach is too, but reusing passwords for different sites is one of the worst things you can do. Let's say someone gets into your Amazon account, okay? Not the end of the world, but if you have that same password on your bank account, you could be in a lot of trouble. So that's why it's very important to have different passwords for your different websites to ensure that if there is a security breach, you want it to stay as isolated as possible without compromising all of your accounts. I think Zach has something to add now.
Well, and I was just going to say, and that's where a password manager helps, and we'll talk about that later in this episode, because a password manager will store that password for you. So a lot of people use the same password for multiple sites because obviously it's easy to remember. So if you have a password manager that's holding the passwords for you, you can make a different password for every site. You don't need to worry about remembering it. So we'll talk about password managers after this, but that's really a good point there that Charlie's making, though. You don't want to use the same password for multiple accounts at all.
And right, and Zach, you were just talking about how it's easier. Well, another tip that I have is a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to use a bunch of random characters. It just makes it so hard to remember. Well, if you have a common password you like to use, just take that password, maybe make the first the first character capital, maybe add a number at the end, maybe add an exclamation mark. And like we said, that adds so much complexity. So you don't have to come up with some random phrase that makes no sense, which that's recommended. But if you want to keep something that's easy to remember, you could just add additional characters so it's easy to remember with that added layer of security.
All right, thanks, Charlie. So coming up next, we're going to be looking at password managers. We'll explain what they are, and we'll compare a few of the options out there. But first, we're going to be listening to a voice message from one of our listeners. Stay with us.
I have listened to Technology Tech Report podcast, and I find that very informative and enjoyable to listen to.
Welcome back to episode 4 of the Zachnology Tech Review podcast, which is all about password security. We just reviewed some of the most important tips for creating a secure password, and now we're going to move on to password managers. So a password manager is a piece of software that you can have on your tablet, your phone, your computer, any internet device really, which is usually in the form of a website or an app, and this basically stores all your passwords in one place. And now it's on the cloud, which is one of the greatest benefits, because if something were to happen to one of your devices, you would still be able to access your passwords. So Zach is going to get a little more in depth about what a password manager really is.
Right. So like Charlie said, all your passwords are stored in the cloud, which is great. And then if you want to access those passwords, you'll need your master password, which is pretty much the password for your password manager, the password for your passwords, essentially. So, you know, obviously you want to make that password really, really strong. And so then when you go to sign into an account online, so say Amazon, you go to Amazon's website, you want to sign into your account on Amazon, and you have your password saved in your password manager. So it will actually, usually it will autofill the form so that your email address and password will automatically be put into the form. And so then you just click login. So it's great. You don't have to remember the password. You also don't have to remember the email you used to sign in, because I know a lot of people have two emails, and then sometimes it gets confusing. Oh, which email did I use to sign in? So that's the great thing about password managers. They autofill it so that you don't have to do anything for that. So we're going to be talking about four different password managers. We're going to be comparing them. We're going to start with the, I guess you could say, worst one, the number four.
Well,
four.
I don't want to say worst.
We'll say number four in the list.
Yeah, so Zach will get into the first one in a minute. I just want to say this is going to be similar in format to our first episode, where we're going to review from least good to the best password managers, although we'll try and keep it a little bit more concise. So Zach, tell us about the lowest ranked on our list, which was Dashlane.
Right, so Dashlane is a password manager. So this one only lets you store 50 passwords on the free plan. So the free plan, 50 passwords, and then only one device, which this kind of goes against the whole idea of syncing your passwords between devices, because this one only lets you access your passwords on one device. So you can't sign in on your desktop and phone. It's one or the other.
I just want to clarify, with the free plan, the one device, is it still on the cloud, or is it on that device?
It is still in the cloud.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you also get security alerts, which is nice. So you get alerts if something happens to your account, your passwords are compromised, etc. And so then all of these have a premium plan then too. So the premium plan for Dashlane, it starts at $4.99 a month, which is the most expensive of all these. And you get unlimited passwords and devices, which is nice. You also get free VPN, dark web monitoring, and other cool security features. You could check it out on their website, dashlane.com. So that is a really nice premium plan there. It is a little bit on the expensive side, but it does include VPN, which we might talk about in a later episode. We'll have to think about that. And then we also are going to talk about compatibility with devices and browsers. So Dashlane, it is compatible with Chrome, Android, iOS, Safari, Microsoft Edge, and Firefox. So if you use any of those passwords, you can use Dashlane as your password manager. So I think that wraps it up for Dashlane. Now Charlie's going to talk to us about NordPass.
All right, thank you, Zach. So that was Dashlane. Now we're going to talk about NordPass, which is definitely a big competitor. So the free plan on NordPass also only has one device that you can log in on. However, it has two other benefits. It has unlimited passwords, which is obviously much more than the 50 password limit you have on Dashlane. It also has MFA, or multi-factor authentication. So this basically means that you'll have to go through two steps to log into your account. So you have to type in your password. You also might have to get a verification text or call. You might have to use your thumbprint or your face ID. Basically, it adds an extra layer of security to get into your account. However, it does not have security alerts, which is something that Dashlane does have on the free plan. So the premium plan starts at $1.49 a month, which is less than half of Dashlane, so that's a benefit. It has six devices, which is Dashlane is unlimited, so that is one setback. It also has some other security features such as password health, which will let you know if your password is a commonly used one or if there's any other issues with that that could affect your security. It also has a data breach scanner, which is very helpful. So NordPass and Dashlane both have some pretty cool features on the premium plan. And this also has support for Chrome, Firefox, Edge, Microsoft Edge, Opera, Brave, Android, iOS, and Safari. So NordPass does have a few extra browsers that Dashlane does not have. But for the most part, when it comes to that, NordPass and Dashlane are pretty equal. So Zach, do you have anything to add about the two we've just reviewed?
No, not really. I just, I really thought it was interesting how Dashlane, you know, it's $5 a month for unlimited devices, but NordPass only six devices. You would think they'd do unlimited devices on the premium plan, but I guess not. And then also, I just wanted to point out that NordPass is by the same company that runs NordVPN.
Right.
So if you've heard of that.
Yeah, so that is one thing. We're not going to really get into VPNs, but if you do have a VPN, if you want to include this with VPN, you'd probably want to go with NordPass because you would get some integration there. But
right.
But we'll get into that in another episode. So coming up after the break, we'll have one more voice message. Then we're going to review our top two options, which are LastPass and Bitwarden. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I like listening to the Zachnology Tech Review podcast because they're very informative and I really enjoy them a lot.
Thank you to all the loyal listeners who submitted voice messages for the podcast. If you would like to submit one for a future episode, you can head to our website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com, and pretty soon you'll be able to visit our mobile app for Android and hopefully iOS, and a huge shout out to Zach for putting that app together. So the next password manager we're going to be looking at today is LastPass. So this is our number two option out of our top four. So the LastPass does have a free plan. And starting on March 16th, it's getting a little bit of a downgrade. You can use it only on a mobile device or only on desktop, but not both. So,
and I should point out that this is March 16th, 2021. Just in case you're listening in 2022, this is March 16th, 2021.
That's a good point. Thank you, Zach. the free plan has unlimited passwords, which is this aligns with NordPass, but not with Dashlane that only has the 50 password free plan. It also does have multi-factor authentication, which once again is if you need a password, a written password, then you would also have to get a verification text or use your thumbprint. Those are just a couple of examples. So the premium plan starts at $3 a month, which is cheaper than Dashlane, but more expensive than NordPass. There is no device limit, so you get unlimited devices. And then there's some other security features like dark web monitoring, emergency access, and more. So all three that we reviewed so far has some pretty cool options on the premium plan. Browser-wise, or operating system-wise, I should say, it's available on Chrome, Firefox, Safari, Opera, Edge, and of course iOS and Android. So this is pretty much the same through all of them. So now, Zach, do you have anything else to add about LastPass before we go to Bitwarden?
Okay, so then next up we have our number one option on the list, Bitwarden. And this is my personal favorite mainly because all of their code is open source. And if you don't know what open source means, it basically means that all the code for Bitwarden is publicly available. And so then it can be seen by anyone. And many people think this is a security risk, but it's actually the exact opposite. Yeah, it's actually the exact opposite because then the code can be reviewed by hundreds of developers. And then if those developers find any security flaws in the code, they can contact the Bitwarden team. The Bitwarden team can fix it, or even the developers can fix it themselves and then send the code to Bitwarden. So that's the great thing about it being open source. And then, like the others, they do have a free plan and a premium plan. Out of all four password managers we reviewed, Bitwarden does have the best free plan. They support unlimited passwords and unlimited devices. So the other ones either had a password limit or a device limit. This one has no limits on that free plan. And so then the premium plan starts at less than $1 a month, which is cheaper than all the other options. And this one, it's not a huge upgrade, which is probably why it's cheaper, but it does have some extra security features such as health reports and multi-factor authentication and more. And then the last thing we were just going to talk about was the compatibility. And out of all the password managers we reviewed, this one does have the most compatibility. So it has support for Chrome, Firefox, Opera, Safari, Vivaldi, Brave, Microsoft Edge, Tor browser, and then, of course, Android and iOS. And then they do also have a command line option if you're techie. And then they have support for Linux operating systems, too. So wide variety of compatibility options there. So really, no matter which browser operating system you use, it's likely that it's supported by Bitwarden. So I think that about wraps it up then for Bitwarden. And that is that wraps it up for all the password managers we're reviewing today.
Thank you for listening to episode 4 of the Zachnology Tech Review podcast in partnership with 1730-12 News and, of course, America's number one favorite news show, Today Now. For everything you need to know about the Zachnology Tech Review podcast, please head to our website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com. You can also head to zachnology.com for everything you need to know about Zachnology or to schedule an in-home consultation. Also, please visit our YouTube channels, 1730-12-WILMET and Zachnology Tech Reviews. We thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the podcast, and we'll see you soon.
All contents of this podcast copyright 2021 by Zacharlie Enterprises Limited Liability Corporation, all rights reserved. Zacharlie Enterprises has received paid compensation from Spotify Technology SA. Zacharlie reserves the right to use voice messages in the podcast for paid compensation.